Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building old school rave and jungle style drum and bass arrangement templates from scratch in Ableton Live, but with one strict rule: once we start committing sounds, we'd only commit by resampling. No endless MIDI tweaking in the final arrangement. We're going to print audio like it's the 90s, then arrange those prints like dub plates. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Live's arrangement view, consolidating clips, basic orbing, and the stock devices. The big win today is workflow. You'll end up with two reusable structure templates and a personal crate of printed loops and variations you can drag around fast. Before we touch any notes, here's the mindset. Treat your prints like records, not like clips. Once something is printed, you stop thinking I could change the MIDI. You start thinking, which record do I drop here? The steady one, the ride lift one, the no kick one, the fill one. That's how you get that decisive old school arrangement energy. All right. Set the project up. Set your tempo somewhere between 168 and 174. I like 172 for this style. 4/4, standard. Now create and name these tracks so resampling stays painless. Drums, MIDI. Bass, MIDI. Stabs or hook, MIDI. FX, MIDI or audio. Then an audio track called resample print. Then three more audio tracks for where the prints will live in your arrangement. Arrange drums prints, arrange music prints, and arrange FX prints. On the resample print track, set audio from to resampling. Monitor off. That monitor off part is not optional. It prevents feedback loops and keeps your prints clean. Arm it only when you're about to print. Quick teacher tip. Keep your master chain minimal while printing. If you always print through a limiter, your prints will all have that baked in, which can be fine, but be consistent. Personally, I like printing without heavy master processing, arranging, then doing a final pre-master print at the end. Also, gain staging before you print saves you later. Aim for peaks around -6 dB/fs on whatever you're printing. You can always turn it up later. Distortion from accidental hot prints is not the fun kind. Now we build the source loop. We're making a 16-bar raw material loop. This is the DNA we'll print into different versions. Start with drums. On the drums MIDI track, load a drum rack. Old school jungle feel usually means a break plus reinforcement. So pick a break slice kit or chopped hits, and add a clean kick, clean snare, closed hat, and either a ride or shaker. The break gives you that human chaos. The clean hits give you control and punch. For a basic stock processing chain, after the drum rack, put EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz, just to kill useless sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. Then add drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch very subtle. Boom very careful. In drum and bass, the low end is sacred, so don't inflate it accidentally. Then a glue compressor at 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not smashing. Pattern-wise, aim for that break style syncopation but still readable. Kick on 1 is a classic anchor. Snare on 2 and 4. With ghost notes and little flams for jungle flavor. Hats should have movement. Don't gridlock everything. And across the 16 bars, add a few tiny variations. Not a new beat every bar, just small changes. A hat drop, a little fill, a ghost snare tweak. You're making something loopable, but not lifeless. Next, bass. On the bass MIDI track, use operator for a clean sub. Oscillator as a sign. Keep it simple. Then add saturator, drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Add EQ8, and if it's purely sub, low pass around 120 to 180. Optional auto filter for tiny movement, but don't over wobble unless that's your vibe. Write a bass line that loops cleanly over 2 or 4 bars. Old school is hypnotic. Repetition is a feature, not a bug. The trick is arranging it with contrast later. Now stabs or hook. On the stabs track, use simpler with a stab sample or wave eatable for a synthetic chord stab. Think minor chord stabs, short decay, and leave space for the drums. A classic chain is a subtle redux for that sampled edge, then echo at 1/8 or dotted 1/8, feedback around 20 to 35%, then reverb with decay maybe 1.5 to 3.5 seconds and a high cut around 5 to 8k so it doesn't hiss all over the hats. You can add auto filter too, because filtering stabs is one of the easiest old school tension tools. We'll print filtered versions later so we're not relying on live automation forever. Write a simple stab rhythm that hits around the snare gaps. If your stabs are stepping on the kick, that's going to get messy fast, especially once you print reverb. Now FX. On the FX track, keep it basic. White noise from operator or a noise sample and simpler, auto filter sweeps, maybe a reverb you can print tails from. Remember, in resample-only world, long tails are assets. You want tails you can place like punctuation. Cool. You've got a 16-bar loop. Now the whole method kicks in. We print versions. Here's the golden rule. You're not printing the perfect loop. You're printing a set of rolls. Intro safe, drop, lift, fill, no kick, filtered, tail. That's how arrangements stop sounding copy-pasted. Start with drums. Arm resample print. Solo your drums MIDI track. Record 16 bars into the arrangement. Then consolidate that audio into one clip and name it something obvious like drums print main 16. Now print variations. And yes, you do it by resampling again, not by duplicating the audio and calling it a day. The point is commitment. Make a small fill in bars 15 to 16, maybe a little break chop or snare flam. Then resample that full 16 bars and call it drums print fill 16. Then make a version with a kick removed for one bar or with a kick muted more generally, and resample that drums print no kick 16. Then a high energy version with rides or extra top end, and resample drums print ride 16. Move those consolidated clips over to the arrange drums prints lane. Think of this lane as your record box. Teacher note, if you have time, build an energy ladder. A tier low energy, B normal, C high, A might have darker hats, fewer ghosts, C might have rides, a touch more drive, maybe a tiny room reverb. If you can swap A to B to C over 32 bars, your track ramps up without writing anything new. Now bass prints. Solo the bass and resample 16 bars. Call it bass sub clean 16. Now push saturation a little harder and resample again. Bass sub sat 16. Then do a filtered tension version. Maybe low pass it a bit more and resample. Bass sub filtered 16. Move those to arrange music prints. Extra pro move, make a translation bass print for small speakers. Duplicate the chain, add gentle saturation and a subtle emphasis somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz, not loud, just enough harmonics to read. Resample it. Then you can tuck it under the pure sub later at super low volume. Now stab prints. Resample a wet 16-bar stab loop with the echo and reverb on. Stab loop wet 16. Bypass the effects and print a dry version. Stab loop dry 16. Then print one bar of just the hits. Stab hits one bar. This is huge for old school arranging, because you can play single bar stab patterns like a DJ dropping a sample. And print tails. Put a big reverb on a stab hit, like 6 to 10 seconds decay, high cut around 6k, then resample 2 to 4 bars of tail. Call it stab tails. Those tails become your transitions, your tension, your hands in the air moments. Now effects prints. Print a 1 bar noise up, a 2 bar noise up, an 8 bar riser, a 1 bar impact, and a couple reverb throws. Put them in arrange effects prints. At this point, you have your own crate. You're ready to arrange without needing MIDI to carry you. Now we build template A, the classic jungle roller. This is a DJ-friendly 16-bar block structure, about 5 minutes at 172. Here's the bar map. Bars 1 to 16, intro, mix in, drums only, filtered, sparse music. Bars 17 to 32, intro progression, tease, bass and stabs. Bars 33 to 96, drop 1, 64 bars. Bars 97 to 112, breakdown, 16 bars. Bars 113 to 176, drop 2 or switch, 64 bars. Bars 177 to 192, outro, 16 bars. Let's build it. Bars 1 to 16. Drag in your drums print main 16. Make it mixable. Put an auto filter on the audio track. High pass it around 150 to 250 Hz at the very start. Then slowly open it by bar 16. That gives DJs space and signals the track is coming. Add a very low noise bid if you want, but keep it subtle. Old school detail that really works. Add a tiny break snippet every 4 bars. Like one chopped amen hit on bar 4, bar 8, bar 12, bar 16. But remember the rule. If you process or warp it into something special, we sample that snippet and use the print. Bars 17 to 32, intro progression. Bring in bass sub filtered 16 quietly, maybe only in bars 25 to 32, so it feels like the bass is arriving. Key stabs with stab hits 1 bar placed every couple bars. Resist the urge to go full hook too early. The tease is the hype. If you want a tape stop style edit, you can fake it with warp and transposition automation, but then print that edit. The listener doesn't care how you did it. They care that it slams back on the grid. Bars 33 to 96, drop 1. This is the main roller. For bars 33 to 48, Use drums print main 16. For bars 49 to 64, swap to drums print ride 16. That bar 49 midpoint lift is a classic. It tells the dance floor we're moving up a gear without changing the tune. For bars 81 to 96, swap in drums print fill 16 so the end of the drop clearly points to a change. For bass, run bass sub sat 16 for most of it, but give contrast. Swap to bass sub clean 16 for 8 bars somewhere, like bars 65 to 72. Contrast is power. If everything is maxed all the time, nothing feels big. For stabs, think call and response. Don't plaster them over every bar. A nice placement rule is heavier stabs in bars 41 to 48, 57 to 64, 73 to 80. That's enough to create hooks without cluttering the break. Identity moment. Print one re vocal hit, even if it's just a chop shout. Drop it once every 16 bars. That single recurring moment makes the track memorable. Bars 97 to 112 breakdown. Keep it short and functional. Old school breakdowns are often tension builders, not cinematic ambient interludes. Do a hard cut. Drop the drums for 2 beats, then bring back a filtered break. Let stab tails wash out, maybe a single low passed bass note, and run an 8 bar riser from 105 to 112. You're basically pulling the slingshot back. Bars 113 to 176, drop 2, the switch. You don't need new sounds. You need new rules. Option 1. Rhythm switch. Use drums print no kick 16 for 8 bars, then slam the kick back in. That moment of where did the floor go makes the return hit harder. Option 2. Bass switch. Use the filtered bass print for the first 16 of the drop, then switch to saturated. Option 3. Swap to a drier drum print. Less reverb, less top. Then later bring the bright one back. Texture changes read as arrangement skill. Energy ramp idea. Bars 113 to 128 slightly restrained. Bars 129 to 160 full power. Bars 161 to 176 add extra fills, reverb throws, and one or two negative space moments, like a one beat hole right before a phrase change. Print those holes as intentional assets if you can. Negative space is the cheat code. Bars 177 to 192. Outro. Trip it down so a DJ can mix out. Drums and minimal bass hits. High pass the drums gradually. Remove stabs. Leave a few FX tails so it feels finished, not abruptly muted. That's template A. Now template B. The old school rave stomper. This one is more dramatic and anthemic. Bar map. 1 to 8, cold open FX and stab tease. 9 to 24, drum intro build. 25 to 40, pre-drop tension with snares and risers. 41 to 104, drop 1, 64 bars. 105 to 136, breakdown 32 bars, hook moment. 137 to 200, drop 2, 64 bars, heavier or darker. 201 to 216, outro. The key for this template is a dedicated pre-drop build print. This audio version is shortened for playback.